For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. In a perfect world, everyone would have equal access to health care. But when the Daily Yonder and three other nonprofit news organizations looked at health equity in three rural locations, they found large disparities. The top-tier concerns were lack of access to mental and behavioral issues and maternity care.
We are talking about the future of rural. You've got to be able to have a community in which young families can move to, live there, and have access to health care to start their families off.
Ellen Morgan with the National Rural Health Association says only 9% of America's clinicians practice in rural areas, which includes almost 20% of the population. Telehealth is one solution, but that alone doesn't solve the problem. Maiwa Kwong, who leads the Center for Connected Health Policy, says it requires broadband connectivity and advanced technology.
Which could be something as simple as a smartphone or a laptop. But not everybody has access to those types of devices, or are they comfortable in using it?
New money from the bipartisan infrastructure law can help rural communities repair bridges, roads, and water systems. The Inflation Reduction Act can also help them prepare for increased weather-related disasters. But getting that money isn't easy. Xander Brown explains.
Rural communities are often ground zero for climate change, and that's where the nation's transition to renewable energy will likely take place, according to the Center for American Progress's Mark Haggerty. To help smaller communities navigate the grant process, the center's report suggests building ongoing federal staff capacity.
There's a tremendous amount of money and resources that are available, and we want to make sure that it's reaching the places that it need it most and where it can do the most good.
Researchers concluded decision makers can help rural areas compete more effectively for national grants by including smaller and appropriately designed projects and their eligibility requirements.
A lot of times you need to have a project completely scoped and shovel ready, and that's a big ask for rural communities.
The center's research outlines how the Federal Emergency Management Agency attempted to address this issue over the last couple years through the Building Resilient Infrastructure and Communities Program, but 80% of that $1.5 billion still went to wealthier and more populated states. I'm Xander Brown.
America's hyperpartisan politics have led to an enormous divide in recent years. Gannon University political history professor Jeffrey Bloodworth says rural voters need to know politicians truly understand what they've been going through.
These communities have just been devastated because of deindustrialization and automation. Some industry shouldn't be globalized and offshored.
He believes successful politicians need a clear vision of what makes rural America thrive. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.